The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell DC, interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell Live in studio, waiting to take your calls on anything about your health from a non-drug, non-surgical point of view. Perhaps you've had a problem, you've tried, you've applied, you've done everything you can think of and come up with, you know, nothing that really works. Here's an opportunity. Call me, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. We have some interesting things that I want to touch upon today. And guess what? It's Saturday again. It's Saturday at 4 o'clock. Why? Because the Redskins are playing tomorrow at my normal showtime at 12 noon. Actually, they kick off at 1 o'clock, but the pregame shows it at 12. So bear with us. We're almost done with the season. Unfortunately, so are the Redskins. And they have been trying, they've been doing, but injuries are what they be, and they haven't done so very well this year. So, unfortunately, their season has come to a climax, and let's hope that next year that they can bring home the goods. Unfortunately, you know, things are what they are. Have some things that I want to go through with you and touch upon and educate you about simply because it is that time of the year. And one of the things we're going to talk about is vaccine safety. You know, when you go to your doc and he tells you want get the flu vaccine or you're going to get the vaccines for your children or they want you to do the, you know, the shingles vaccine or the pneumonia vaccine or all those things. And the truth of it is you're being sold in many different situations a bill of goods because manipulation of marketing driven by huge dollars from big pharma is taking over the marketplace, and you really need to understand. So we're going to touch on several different areas, and it doesn't make any difference whether you're a child or whether you're an adult. You know, all of a sudden you're seeing, you know, a big push of the pertussis vaccine, the whooping cough vaccine, you know, for unvaccinated people, but also for adults who have grandchildren, you know, that they and your children are getting crazy because they've been, you know, told that you shouldn't come and see your grandchildren unless you had this inoculation. Well, if we weren't on the air, I would express to you my heartfelt sentiment that words, unfortunately, the Federal Communications Network would cause me to black it out, and I'm not going to do that. So here's the deal. We need to talk about the reality of it. You know, everything from the DTP, the diphtheria, you know, tetanus and pertussis, the oral vaccine, all of these things. This goes way back until the 1980s. The DTP vaccine was associated with a five times higher mortality than unvaccinated people. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Go get your shot and die earlier. So all the current available evidence suggests that the DTP vaccine, the diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis vaccine, may kill more people, more children particularly, from other causes than it saves from diphtheria, tetanus, or pertussis. Now, put your brain around that a little bit. So here we go. You know, both in the United States Congress and the Supreme Court, they've concluded that the government-licensed vaccines are, quote, unavoidably unsafe. They're telling you that they're unsafe. But yet, you're being told, go get it done. So vaccines have the highest number of recalls of any other drug on the marketplace. The highest number. Now, follow my train of thought on this because it's important. And let's talk about children to start with, right? So 1 in 6 American children have developmental disabilities. 1 in 6, that's huge. And that includes things like ADD and ADHD and autism and learning disabilities, mental disabilities, seizure patterns, stammering. Many of these are also listed and they are well-known side effects of vaccines that are being given to these children. Straight up, they're known about. These are not unknown things. They're just being hidden from you. They're not being told this. Well, you know, it doesn't happen on a regular basis. So what do you say to 54% of children that have been diagnosed with chronic illnesses, including asthma and chronic ear infections and diabetes and food and environmental allergies and epilepsy, that subsequent to those things, those vaccines, those things that are being put in their bodies, end up with these things? The list also mirrors many of the acknowledged side effects of the vaccines. So where's the sleight of hand at this point? Why are you being told that you got to go have it done and they're so effective? And yet the documentation from every journal out there tells you something different. You know, about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I had the pleasure of meeting a man by the name of Del Bigtree. And Del was the producer, director of the award-winning program, The Doctors. And it was on television for about 6 years. And, you know, one of the producers of the documentary that actually had the ability, the nerve to call things as they were. And he walked away from that award-winning program and a lot of money. I actually attended and saw, you know, the talk that was given about the truth about cancer, and that was down in Orlando, Florida. And I happened to be at another venue speaking, and, you know, I went over and checked it out. He focused on the vaccine safety and freedom of choice. The presentation was designed to be shared with those who think that, you know, safety advocates are foolish and need to get with the program, right? This is like ridiculous. Get with the program means, you know, cha-king, you know, for the drug companies. So this was one of the best presentations. And I also have the pleasure of meeting Del Bigtree. He was on my program, and we had the opportunity to present evidence. And then he actually spoke for me a year ago, this coming February, and presented to a group of about 125 doctors. You know, I'm such a fan of this man. The ability of his gumption, his nerve to walk away from something that many people wouldn't have walked away from, big money, because he would not abdicate his position and his ethics and his moral position. You know, there's this thing called the Vaccine Safety Project, and officially, you know, this has been repeated by mainstream media that vaccines have been thoroughly researched and hundreds of studies have been done, and there have been, you know, no link to anything, and everything is safe, and, you know, there's no such relationship to autism ever found. The problem is, it ain't true. It simply is not true. The industry has long shied away from evaluating the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated populations. And here's the thing. So if you don't compare one standard to the other, if you don't compare vaccinated people to unvaccinated people, how in God's name are you ever going to really get an accurate estimation of what's going on, right? So they can skew the statistics based on the studies that they put out there. So according to authors, the DTP, the diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis vaccine may kill more children than it saves. And my God, you know, if that doesn't stop you in your track, if that doesn't tell you that you got a problem, and then those of us who have to go get the, you know, the pertussis vaccine to visit our grandchildren that are newly born, what is it doing to us? And, oh, by the way, that's a live virus that you get to pass on to your children and your grandchildren when you go visit them if you just had the inoculation. So think about that for a second. You know, in West Africa, there's been a whole lot of trials, and what they revealed is there's a high titer of measles vaccine interacted, you know, with the DTP vaccine. And what had happened was this. It resulted in 33% increase, 33% increase in infant mortality, dead children. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm sitting here, you know, I did a little reading this week, and I think that's what got me onto the subject. And I'm sitting, you know, reading through this literature, something that I already know and things that I tell my patients all the time. And it's there. Now it's coming out, and it's coming out in a lot of different ways. But you really need to get it. You need to understand that there's a problem here. And if we don't do something to protect not only our children, but ourselves, here's the situation that you need to know about. In the United States, the federal health bureaucrats, I'm going to call them, officials recommended that children receive, and get this number, 69 doses of 16 vaccines between the time that they were born and the time that they're 18 years of age. 50 doses, 50 of these 69 doses, they recommend being given before age six. Before six. And the majority of them are given to them before age one, and a whole bunch of them before 6 months of age. Now, these things are loaded with all kinds of stuff. There are many that are attenuated viruses. Attenuated means they ain't dead yet. And to keep them stable so they don't degradate, they have to put different things in the vaccines. Mercury, aluminum, and we could go on. And all kinds of preservatives that you don't even want to talk about. So how do we justify this when the United States has one of the highest infant and maternal as well, mortality rates of any developed country, any westernized developed countries, and we also have, guess what, the highest vaccination rate across the board. Now, take that and let's put it onto us as older adults, right? And we're going out and we're, you know, bowing at the White Tower doctor model, and we're saying, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. You know, go ahead and put that stuff into my body. I'm all good with it. We're going to do what, you know, what we're told to do because the doctor said so. Well, vaccines, my friends, are not risk-free. And in fact, as I said, you know, the United States government has concluded that there's a problem and they are unsafe. And if you don't do your homework and you don't take the blinders off, you don't stop becoming a lemming, you got a problem and you're going to maybe die earlier, or you're going to have degenerative disease, or you're going to have neurological aberrations. I'm saying check it out. There's a whole list of things that go along with it, even Guillain-Barré syndrome, paralysis, swelling of the brain, encephalitis, death. We talked about that. How about, you know, neuritis, all this neuritis, neuralgia stuff? Much of that comes from things that we put in our body. And when you have these things occur, and, you know, we're seeing more and more women that are unable to conceive children because they go into something called premature ovarian failure due to some of the vaccines that they're getting. They're not ovulating anymore, and they end up with these cysts that form in the ovaries and the pain, juvenile diabetes, idiopathic ruptures of the veins of the skin. It's called thrombocytopenia purpura. And then rheumatoid problems and pain all over your body, myalgias and fibromyalgias. It goes on. And we end up seeing children in spasm. You know, what does it take to get our attention that we have to be, we have to take control of our own health? You know, five years ago, I released a book and we updated it, you know, within a year after that. It's called, you know, Ageless Health, Health is a Do-It-Yourself Program. I wrote it specifically for you. I wrote it so you could take control of your own health and quit being duped. Quit being taken advantage of for the sake of dollars. And when you talk about all these side effects from autism to tics to asthma to delays in speech patterns and, you know, unable to sleep or, you know, falling asleep at the light or ADD and ADHD, you got a problem, my friends. Pay attention to this. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about this a little bit more, the safety piece, and then we've got other things for you that, you know, that I want you to do. But meantime, we'll take your calls at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let me hear from you. We'll be right back after some very important message, but make sure you understand that the things that I'm telling you are the truth. They're well documented. They can be backed up. The information is there. You just need to do a little homework, you know? Don't let somebody tell you without questioning. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, I'm in studio and kind of rabble-rousing today. We're talking a lot of, I'm going to talk about a lot of different things, but one of the things we're talking about is vaccines. And, you know, it's important for you to understand all the side effects. These vaccinations, whether the vaccinations for children or adults, can cause tremendous amount of problems and can kill you. That's what I said. It can kill you. And we see a 35% increase in infant mortality due to vaccinations. You know, I touched upon the fact that I had the pleasure of meeting Del Bigtree, who is the producer-director of Doctors, in about a year and a half ago, and he was on my program here at the radio station about a year ago, this coming, about a year ago now, and then he spoke for me at this program that I hold called Leadership to Legacy, this coming February. An amazing man that gave up his entire career for you because his ethics, his morals would not allow him to continue to perpetuate a lie where they wanted him to kind of dumb down, set aside, if you will, the side effects of what happens with inoculations, and he didn't do it. There's a website out there that you need to go to. It's called Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D, Vaxxed.com. Check it out. You're going to see everything from the Gardasil to all the inoculants we're talking about to the things that, you know, the flu vaccines and so forth, and there's some really excellent documentaries. These people have put their money, their careers on the line. You're going to be shocked, but go there, Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D, Vaxxed.com. Let's go to the phones. Jake, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Well, I was very much paranoid about this because I've heard quite a bit, and I was reading a lot on the internet and whatnot. And I have a seven-month-old baby, and I also have a 29- and a 26-year-old, but I have a seven-month-old baby of which I've been fighting with at least four doctors trying not to have her vaccinated, and I don't know what to do. And the other thing is, too, what about the schools? The schools won't let the kids go into school without having the record show that they were vaccinated. So I'm kind of desperate as to what to do.
So there's a struggle. And here's a couple things that you can do. There's really only two really good ways of getting out of vaccines. And one is a religious exemption that is okay in 48 states of the United States. So, you know, if particularly if you're, you know, Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, Islam, so forth, you need to file and receive a religious exemption vaccination. And you don't have to be a member of a specific church that opposes vaccinations, and your belief in, you know, the process has to be consistent. So there's ways of making that happen. There's an organization in Vienna, Virginia, and off the top of my head, I can't give you their website, but what I will try to do, if you go to drtomroselle.com, drtomroselle.com, it'll be about midweek, and I will post this this notice and the website and the organization that can guide you into helping you apply for or at least put you in the direction that you can get a religious exemption, and they have to do that. The other thing is, if a child truly has a reaction to what's called attenuated virus or attenuated inoculation, it's one that is, when you talk about an attenuated inoculation, it means that it's alive, but it isn't alive as, you know, a more virulent form, and they put that stuff out there. The problem is that's where somebody gets a flu vaccine, which is an attenuated virus, and they end up getting the flu from the flu vaccine. You give them the the shingles vaccine, and you end up getting the shingles from the shingles vaccine. Those are attenuated things. They're not completely dead. And so they actually get in your system, your immune system's not working, and now you got a problem. So if you go to drtomroselle.com, the middle of the week, I will have that information posted. It should probably be somewhere around halfway down the page, and you'll have some direction that you can go to and pick up the phone and see exactly what you can do to make that happen. Does that work for you, Jake?
Yeah, that does. Now, does it matter if she's already had, you know, the required, what they, you know, according to that recommended schedule, the vaccine so far? And, you know, and thankfully she hasn't seemed to have had any reactions, thank God, you know. But,
you know, here's one of the biggest problems that we have, and, you know, the medical community completely ignores it. The body processes small amounts of heavy metals, mercury, aluminum, arsenic, and so forth, but it processes it through gallbladder function. The gallbladder sits, obviously, as a catch basin that holds bile, and it's the bile that begins to emulsify, breaks these things down. Now, the problem is that it does it through the gallbladder, but the gallbladder doesn't work and is not active in a child until 6 months of age. So all these things that they're putting into the baby, into the hospital, the baby can't deal with. And if you're lucky, as you are with your child so far, you know, they'll be able to handle it. But the problem is that the huge incidence of people that can handle it are showing all the conditions that we talked about earlier on. So, you know, put your hands together and say a prayer of thanks. But the bottom line is that my children growing up had, before I knew what I knew, my, you know, we were talking today, my son and my daughter are, you know, adults. And, you know, when I was, my son was born, I was a year into school, and there was, you know, I didn't know what I know today, my daughter and so forth. And they had a first round of inoculations, but after that, they had nothing. Check out that website, the middle of the week, and all the information, the data that you need to have to move forward with this will be there, and it'll be easy to follow. My thoughts and my heart go with anybody, all of us, that need to step up and say, okay, inoculate me. It's not the right thing to do. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. We're listening to me, Dr. Tom Rozelle, and kind of raising the ceiling a little bit today. 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. We've been talking about inoculations for the first part of the program and how you really need to understand what in God's name is going on and how perhaps you're being duped quite a bit. I want you to go to a website. It's called vaxxed.com, V-A-X-X-E-D.com, vaxxed.com. And do your homework. Check it out. And I promised you that midweek I would put on the one website that I teach from. It's called drtomroselle.com, drtomroselle.com, that there would be a link there to a couple organizations that can give you far more data than what you may have now or what I've given you today. It's one of them is going to be the National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC, and this organization came about 1982, and it really has stayed ahead of everything that's going on. You need to keep abreast of this. You know, there was an unprecedented attack on personal beliefs back in 2015, 2 years ago, where the American media went berserk. They went crazy, you know, reporting an outbreak of measles in Disneyland. You know, I could probably in today's world be arrested for child abuse, because when my children were growing up, if somebody had measles or they had chickenpox or they had a bug, we'd tell them to go play with them to get exposed to it. Why? Because our children were in such good shape. They received chiropractic adjustments on a regular basis. They ended up with, exercise. They, you know, their mothers, their nutritionist, and things were good in our house. My kids were never sick. Matter of fact, to the place where my son would get so angry that, you know, he'd never got really ill. He'd get a cold that would last maybe 12 hours. And he, you know, I would say, go to school. And all his buddies were feigning that they were sick. And I told him, I said, look, you know, your job is to go to school. My job is to go to work. And he said, well, can I have a sick of school day? I said, nope, get your butt to school. And what I'm saying to you is that if your immune system is strong, you can get things done. So here's this thing in Disneyland, right? So by the time the media hysteria, this hyping, this irrational fear of measles and demonizing parents because their children were unvaccinated. And oh, by the way, on that again, telling my children to go out and play with somebody. Said, when my daughter went to college, she had to prove that she either was vaccinated or had a titer. Now, she never had any outbreak of measles, but she was exposed to them, and her titer was high enough that there was no problem. Natural immunity lasts a lifetime. Remember that. So here's what the deal was. The unvaccinated school children, you know, there was 131 cases of measles reported in California, you know, during this time of the year, and only 189 cases of measles reported nationally for the whole year. This is 2015. So what was interesting, you know, during the 2015 period with this craziness that was going on in Disney, and those of you who pay attention to the media remembered this, the outbreak started from a whole bunch of fear-mongering, and my opinion, right? So what that was, what happened is that when you looked at the California cases with vaccine reports, it was really, really clear that the outbreak was not about unvaccinated children at all. Okay? 50% of the reported measles cases were adults, not children. 18% were in school-aged children, 18% of 100%. Now, that should get your attention already. That's skewing of the statistics to get somebody to pay attention, to do something. There's an underlying motivation there. Yet, okay, measles outbreak in 2015 was used by industry, big pharma, and medical trade lobbyists to fuel this whole thing on stopping personal belief exemptions in state laws. So when you see the manipulation, and yet we buy into that without vetting the process, without checking out what's really true, it's not okay. What happened in 2015 was unprecedented. You know, the number of bills that were introduced in different states to take away non-medical vaccine exemptions were over the top. It was huge. There was over 100 bills that were introduced just that year. There was an assault in at least 11 states to take away these exemptions. It's not okay, my friends. You know, we have 94 to 97%, sometimes almost 100% vaccine coverage rate with federally recommended vaccines in the United States, right? Yet in 2015, we saw the most vicious assault in all my years of practice that I've ever seen on parents who take exemption or who don't give their children vaccinations. It's craziness. But they yet refuse to study and compare vaccinated to unvaccinated children. They don't do that study. Why? Because they know that it won't support their position. That's why. That's the reason that they don't do it. It will not support their position. And if they can't support their position, they can't get legislation through, and they can't get legislation through, guess what? They lose money. It's that simple. And you are the laboratory rat that's being duped. It's not okay. How many measles cases did we see in America? 189 cases of measles. Guess what? Not one death, not one injury, nothing. They all recovered, every one of them. And you were supposed to go out and get everybody vaccinated for 189 people? Think about the risk. Think about the television programs that you listen to that are out there screaming, say, go get your vaccination. Oh, my God, people are going to die. Yet another 100 vaccine-related bills were introduced, 100 more. And to try to take away your rights to decide, you know, I was asked off the air to, when in between the break, I said, you know, well, what do we do to protect ourselves then? You know, if not everybody's being vaccinated. And I simply said this, if you're vaccinated and I'm not, I don't think you have a problem, right? If the drug companies are right. So it doesn't make any difference what I do. If you're vaccinated, you shouldn't have a problem. Think about that for a minute. So I want you to understand that you have a right to be your own captain of your health. You need to understand there's things that you have to do. You have to make sure that you take care of yourself. You have to be proactive. Both for yourself and your children. And understand that most often when you only see one side of the story, somebody has got something cooking behind the scenes. You have to ask two questions, three questions. Who wrote it or who put it out there? Who published it? What do they have to gain for it? And the real question at the end of the game is, who wrote the check? Who paid for the study? Who manipulated it? Who positioned it? You know, after doing a program like this, I always worry about going down the parking lot and getting in my car. But neither, you know, having said that, the bottom line is, look, you know, the vaccine system is a roulette game. It's a roulette game that's put out there, and it's a big pharma blackmail situation that is manipulating, you know, Congress with millions and billions of dollars. So make sure that you do your homework. I'll get some information out there. You need to make sure that it happens. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. I'd love to talk to you. Obviously, when I get passionate about something that isn't right, you're going to hear about it. And this is one of those things that you, because we're in vaccine season, right? You're going out and you're getting your vaccinations because your doctor told you got to have them. And, you know, oh, my God, what happens if I don't do them? I might get sick. And, you know, I also made the comment earlier that I haven't had a inoculation, a flu vaccine or anything since I was 18 years old. And I was first month freshman in college and I didn't know better. But do you think it's going to happen? You know, we talk about the flu shot. You know, it started already. You know, as a matter of fact, it started months ago. Get your flu shot. Do you know what the kind of the amount of money that goes into the drug companies' pockets? You're talking about billions of dollars. You know, do they have a motivation to make sure that you go out, particularly when the last, not even this year, the last 2 years before this, they said the vaccine effectiveness rate was zero or just about zero? That came from the CDC. That didn't come from me. That came from them. So if you're putting your life on the line, something like that, and you get sick because you're vaccinated, but it doesn't give you any protection, why in God's name would you do it? So how bad is the flu season this year, right? That's the million-dollar question. Well, we're going to find out, but I'm going to tell you something. It's not going to be what they're going to tell you it is. Let's go on. Let's talk about other things. Let me calm down a little bit. It might be a better show if I do, right? Listen, I want to tell you that we're going to do something that we always do. That's the Rozelle Center for Healing. And starting this week, you'll be able to go on the website. But give it a couple days. Give it like Tuesday, Wednesday before you check it out. But every year we do something, and it's a gift to you. It's totally a gift. And it's one that we hope that you will take advantage of. And so what am I talking about? It's called the Gift of Health. And we're going to put together a value package for you that's about $440 value. So if you want to find out, you know, where all these problems have been and, you know, how they started and, you know, if you can get rid of it and so forth, well, this is good for you through the end of the year, for the next 2 weeks, through December 31st. And normal value is $440. For $125, you're going to get either an acupuncture, chiropractic, diagnostic, and functional health assessment and wellness assessment, right? And it's going to include some really great things. You're going to be put through a neuromuscular response testing for common chemical reactions. You're going to get an applied kinesiological consultation examination. You're going to do an acupuncture screening through an acugraph. No needles, just, you know, we have probes that will give us the energetic platform. You're going to get a thermography scan, energetic thermography. You're going to pick up the heat signals of areas that, one area of complaint, an area, if your neck's bothering your shoulder, your knee, your back, and so forth, will give a lot of diagnostic information if there's an inflammatory reaction. You're going to be able to get a gait analysis. Are you in posture pattern that is supportive? And then afterwards, you're going to get in a second visit where the doctor is going to put together all this data and is going to sit down and explain it to you piece by piece by piece, and give you some options on how to take care of yourself. How to take care of yourself. It's important. It's important. This is a gift of health. This is the way the Rozelle Center for Healing says happy holidays to all of you, because we have a mission. Our mission is to make sure that you stay well. Not just get rid of your problems, your symptoms, but staying well. Let's go to the phones. Raj, thank you for calling. How can I help you? Hello, Raj. We lost Raj. So we'll continue the process until we're going to try to get back again, and we'll see if we can make it done. So let's go to another phone. Anna? Anna in Maryland, are you there? I guess we're having some problems with the phone lines today, so we'll get back. Sorry, guys. Hang on for a little bit, and we'll do our best to try to get back to you and talk to you about the things that are going on. But I want to get back into, you know, the program and some of the things that we've been talking about, because they're so super important to everything that's happening, you know, in our lives. And at the end of the day, you know, what happens in the decision-making process is really what causes us to, you know, live longer, live well. You know, who wants to live longer if you're not living well, right? So patient asked me the other day, said, you know, when I go to the grocery store and I'm looking for organic, I'm a little confused. And, you know, going back this conversation 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, and it's talking about organics that are not authentic, you know, fake organics. And is that a really relevant situation? Well, unfortunately, fake organics abound all over the marketplace, and they include organic eggs laid by hens that are cooped up in these huge, gigantic factories, you know, and, you know, organic beef and milk from cows raised under anything but humane and pasteurized conditions. That's really not organic. And you've got all these hormones that are going through the ceiling. Hydroponic vegetables, you know, they're grown under artificial lights and conventional coconut waste or ground up plastic. And how can that really be organic, right? So you have to look behind the scenes again, even with this. The USDA organic labels become increasingly watered down over the years, you know, with particularly with the inclusion of hydroponic growths, and they're making these organic standards, which is a bunch of junk. And unfortunately, it's the risk is growing. You know, you have to take action by refusing to buy organic foods raised in factory farms or grown without soil. You have to have nature's blessing. You have to make sure that, you know, it's there. I just got a note, from Jeff, and he said that we have a technical difficulty problem. And if you call back, we had several people on the lines. If you call back, we will get your calls, and you have to resync, relink. But we're coming up to a break, so we'll give you an opportunity to do that. And we're going to touch, if we have a minute or two, a little bit more on the organic farming industry, which is awful. You know, there's organic versus hydroponic. Even though they say it's organic, it's not natural. It's not okay. It doesn't work. And, you know, one of these days I'm going to convince Sue to come back in, and we're going to talk about this kind of stuff because she has the data. But she chose to be grandma this afternoon instead of joining me on the air. And I tried, and she said, nope. So, yeah, it's the holiday season. She needs to be grandma. We're coming up to that break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. Don't go away. I have so much more to tell you.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizal. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. I'm in studio, and it is the Hanukkah Christmas season. And hopefully, you know, you're out there enjoying your family, particularly this week is Hanukkah, and people are partying and enjoying it. Next week is Christmas, and it's so great when those days kind of overlap. Unfortunately, we're here on Saturday at 4 o'clock, and we're usually here on Sunday at 12 noon. And football season's almost over, and the Redskins are coming to a conclusion, and we'll be back at our normal time. And we'll switch, I think, one more time, and then we're good to go. So, but we're here, and you can find us at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com. And for any information that I would direct you to, other than that, it'd be drtomrozell.com. But you can go back and forth from both websites, by the way, so you can find one from the other without any trouble whatsoever. The phone lines are now lighting up like crazy, but unfortunately, I'm not going to be taking everybody. But Scott, how can I help you? You're up on the list.
Hey, I called you 6 years ago.
Oh, wow. Well, welcome back.
Yeah. My four-year-old was not talking, and I had been convinced the 18-month MMR shot had crippled him. And everyone said, you are crazy.
Not so much.
Yeah, and I was the caregiver, and I saw after that shot something happened. So anyway, you said give him iodine. I gave him iodine and seaweed and his, you know, yogurt. A week later, he's talking.
Oh, wow. Good. Congratulations. Good
so
for you.
So you got to stay on telling everybody because you had some big study about amino acids and iodine.
Yep. Yep.
You need to bring that back out again.
We're going to. We're going to do a grand rounds on one of these Sundays. The problem is this program is, like, way too short, and there's so much that I want to go. And sometimes I have to be a motor mouth just to get the stuff out. But that's,
you need 2 hours.
It is. Talk to the station. See if they bring us on for two. That'd be great.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, buddy. Thank you.
All right, bye.
You know, I hear something like that. It's like, oh, my God, really? You know, and that keeps me doing what I do and keeps me wanting to continue the process on an ongoing basis. It's something that, you know, this program's for you. This is what we do. Let's go see if we can get Anna. Anna, are you there yet?
Sir.
Hi.
Thank you very kindly for taking my call.
Not a problem. How can I help you?
I was telling your screener that I missed part of your conversation. I apologize. I'm trying to take care of my mother. It hasn't been several years, but it's been quite a while. I had to take the rabies vaccine for the second time.
Oh, God.
Yeah. At the hospital that gave it, they, and I'm sorry if I'm not supposed to say this, but they actually told a lie and told me that the health department insisted that I also have a DPT shot along with it. Now, I didn't want this. I fussed about it, but they insisted on giving it to me.
Yeah, what they did is they intimidated you.
Yes, sir, they did.
Yeah,
and I was very upset. Plus, I couldn't use either arm for, you know, 3 weeks. But the thing is I was wondering, could this have long-term effects?
It can. So I've only got a few minutes, so I'm going to pod you down. I'm going to address it. Here's the situation. You don't have to do that. You can say, absolutely not. I'm not going to do this. And they tried to force that, and they tried to give them triplets. You know, the DTP is one that, again, the drug companies are pushing behind the CDC. And so they're going to say, what they should have said, that is, it's their opinion, and they support that, and it's their policy within their practice, but you still have the right to say no. And can it cause long-term effects? Unfortunately, yes. That's what we're talking about in the program today. It can cause significant problems and slow, insidious, and all of a sudden there's a triggering pattern. Boom, it's there. I'm so sorry. You know, if there's anything I can do to help you, please get a hold of me and I'll try to guide you through it. We're coming up to that part of the program where we're going to have to say goodbye until next week. Again, way too short. Wish I could stay here all afternoon with you. Who knows? Maybe someday we'll be able to do it. I love you all. Bye.